This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. It's not easy to know what to say when family members and friends go through a difficult time. How do we comfort someone in pain? Especially with small children, we're often at a loss. Susan Harrison has created a book and music CD called Going on a Journey to help deal with this kind of situation.
Well, I see myself as really a songwriter and musician and writer. I think songs are writing, and actually that's how this book came about. Was I wrote it as a song and then illustrated it and had it illustrated and put into a book. And so I guess I don't like boxes, yeah, to be honest with you. And I really like to dabble in a lot of things. And I say, if you do have to put me in a box, make it a big box with lots of windows.
So your business is called Palamazoo?
That's correct.
And what all does that entail?
Well, Palamazoo, that name kind of started many, many years ago when I was coming up with the name for doing music and puppets. And I came up with that name, and that's kind of stuck, and I use that for everything now. And so my website and such can be Palamazoo. But really, I wanted to have a visual end. When I perform songs, I understand that a lot of people are visual learners. And so to entertain young children, and really kids of all ages, it's nice to have more to look at than even me or the band or whatever. It's nice to have some other little surprises that they weren't expecting. And so I created characters to had them come to life and things. And so I needed a more playful name and came up with that. And I've been happy with that name, where a lot of names I'll keep changing along the way, but this one's kind of stuck and I've always kept with it.
Yeah, I like it. So what age groups, is there a certain age group you work with, or it's all across the board?
Well, I say Lullabies to Hospice. It's really all across the board. However, every show is different and age appropriate. And so what I do for young children is totally different than what I do performing at senior homes or
sure,
and whatnot. And so it's really, it keeps me interested, never bored, always kind of create a problem solving with audiences, how to reach them at where they're coming from. And that's why even this book, the song was there, but I thought if it was visually available, it would reach even more people.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Susan Harrison about how she came up with the idea for Going on a Journey, a book illustrated by Conrad Kaufman.
Well, actually, many years ago, and someone just brought it to my attention that it was around 10 years ago, hospice was involved. Well, there was a Hospice and the Arts Partnership Grant, and they got artist involved with working with hospice. And with that, I was working with the Journeys program at Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan. And through that program, it works with grief and loss of young children. And so I was an artist working with a counselor in that area. And then, so I was using what I had to offer, music, puppets, creative drama, whatever would work there, to try to make, to relate to the children and have the children relate to what is happening and deal with it. And so, as opposed to avoiding the subject, to just dive in and discuss it. And so I was trying to find a way to do it, and that's where this song was created and came out of that process.
I'm going on a journey, can't be in a hurry. Going on a journey, trying not to worry. Oh.
And how is working with children about grief different, if it is different, than working with adults?
Well, that's one thing that I think this picture book, because it's a picture book, people automatically think, well, this is a book for young children. But actually, this book is ageless. The message is simple in the way that there's not a lot of words to it. Because then that was probably the hardest part, you must know as a writer too, was to condense it down to the bare minimum instead of wanting to throw in all the bells and whistles and
simple
take them on
hard.
Any detours. Exactly. Simple is hard. And that's why this was the challenge that it was. And also I tried to write it generically, which in writing is they never want you to do. It's always like you have to have furniture in your lyrics. You have to have, you know, details and attention to detail. And this was intentionally breaking all the rules to make it so that the reader could put themselves into the story no matter what they're dealing with. And even if it was when people hear hospice, they're thinking of a grief and loss, but it could also be bullying, it could be divorce, it could be losing a job, it could be anything that someone is struggling with, and it was written in a way to help comfort illness, you know, anything. And also my wish is that so often people think that they don't know what to say when we have a friend that they want to comfort, and often they stumble on their words and they feel bad for saying the wrong thing, but so then they don't say anything, or they, you know, you just don't know where to go sometimes. And I feel like this book might be another bridge to that, where they could, someone could just leave it on their doorstep or give it to someone that's struggling.
And you add then the musical element to it. How does that performance work? Do you have a group of children, or do you work one-on-one with people? How does that part work?
Well, the CD that's attached to the book is actually the story sung. So the story is a musical component to it. So a counselor or anyone that's reading the book could turn the pages and have the music there and just go through it like that, or they could use it for any number of things. Like when I first wrote the song, I did it as a call and response chant, so that, you know, when it says, I'm going on a journey, then the person that's there could repeat, I'm going on a journey, so they could echo it back. Now, the music that's in there now does not do that. However, there's space for it where you could do that if you wanted to. And at one point in the song, the musicians do that. And so it's just trying to get different ways, like auditorily, people are hearing the message. They're visually seeing the message. They can read it themselves, pick it up, see different things in the images. Conrad did such a wonderful job with the images that really just evoke a lot of feeling and sentiment without even any words there. You kind of can sense the message.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Susan Harrison, a writer-musician at Palamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.